insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَقَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ اكْتَتَبَهَا فَهِيَ تُمْلَى عَلَيْهِ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا
And they say, legends of the former peoples which he has written down, and they are dictated to him morning and afternoon. Say, O Muhammad, it has been revealed by He who knows every secret within the heavens and the earth. Indeed, He is ever forgiving and merciful.
As you have been previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the fifth verse of this chapter. وَقَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ اكْتَتَبَهَا فَهِيَ تُمْلَى عَلَيْهِ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا And they say, The Holy Quran is the stories of the ancients. He has got them written, so they are dictated before him morning and evening. The sixth verse says, قُلْ أَنزَلَهُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Say, He sent it down, who knows the secrets in the heavens and the earth. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا Verily, He is ever forgiving, merciful. So, as you may remember, we said that the unbelievers were trying to say and claim that the Prophet has nothing by himself, he has no knowledge, no innovation, and he is not related to prophethood and revelation. And what he has brought for us as the Holy Quran is some stories and some old legends, and he himself has named it Heavenly Book. And in order to achieve this aim, this prophet, so-called prophet, is helped by the others every day. تُمْلَى عَلَيْهِ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا These stories are dictated before him morning and evening, and these stories are recited to him morning and evening, and he writes them. That's why, from the other side, we can claim that he is lying when he says he's not educated. No, he's totally lying, and he can write, and he can read, and that's why he has made up these old legends and stories. As a matter of fact, they try to break up people who were with the Prophet sallallahu with these arguments. If he were inspired by the others every day and night, the question is, how would it be possible to remain hidden from others? The verses of the Quran were revealed to him in journeys when he, the Prophet, was among the people, or sometimes in solitude and in all conditions. And additionally, the Holy Quran was a collection of different teachings, religious ordinances, laws, and some parts of the story of the prophets. When all of the Holy Quran was sent down, it was not like what was in the Old and New Testaments, as well as the Arab superstitious legends. This was completely different from the old legends and even the testaments. So, if we compare both of them, we see what the truth is, because those scriptures were full of superstitions, but these verses were free from any kind of superstition. So they themselves knew the difference.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Therefore, answering these groundless accusations, the last concerned verse says, قُلْ أَنزَلَهُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, He sent it down, who knows the secrets in the heavens and the earth. So, it refers to this matter that the content of the book and its various mysteries that are about sciences and they are all about the history of former nations, the needs, the laws, and even some secrets of nature and news about the future, these all indicate that it is not the product of man's mind. It is not compiled by the help of such and such persons. It is generated by the one who knows the mysteries of the heavens and the earth, and nothing is out of his knowledge realm. But then, the path of return is open to those who are liar and evil thinkers. And in the end of the verse, it says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Verily, He is ever forgiving, merciful. And in agreement with His mercy, He has sent these prophets. He has sent these heavenly books. And in agreement with His forgiveness, He will pardon the countless sins in the light of faith and penance, on condition that the servants are truly returning towards Him. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We are done with the sixth verse, and God willing, we'll move on to the seventh in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see. the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.